Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Party continues right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lenoe Willingham, taking you up to 6:30. I got Slick Vic Ferreira behind the glass taking your calls at 301-230-0980. Question right now is this. Knowing what you know about Jayden Daniels, right, taking into consideration, taking into account that last year, no matter what's happened this year, you cannot take last year away from Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, or the quarterback Jayden Daniels. But in terms of Daniels, argue with somebody you love, not me. It was the best rookie season we have ever seen in the NFL at the quarterback position. Can't take that away from him. But this year, when we've seen him, and we know it's been few and far between, just 7 starts on the year, it hasn't been the same guy. Bottom line, he has not been the same quarterback. He just hasn't. And my thing is this, when it comes to Jayden Daniels and his future here in the nation's capital, there are 2 things that I am desperate to see here down the stretch. One, can he go into the offseason healthy with playing the final 3 games? And then 2, at some point in these next 3 games that he's going to play, and I'm saying that with the assumption that he plays in the final 3 against Dallas and Philadelphia, I want to see him string together some good performances and, more importantly, get into a rhythm. Last year, he completed damn near 70% of his passes. This year, he's completing a tick over 60 because the rhythm, the timing is not there due to a lack of time on task. He needs the reps. And I want to see what he's going to do with the reps, because the reps he had this past weekend, didn't make the most of them. But I think he'll get better from that performance. He'll learn, because he got the kitchen sink thrown at him by Brian Flores, the most blitz-happy defensive coordinator in football. And we knew it going into the game, and it's the same coming out of the game. Jayden Daniels has been the worst quarterback in football this year versus the blitz. So if we're looking at things we want to circle and see from him down the stretch, every metric shows it that he is the worst quarterback in the NFL this year versus the blitz. That's the area that he's got to get better at. In terms of completion percentage, 33rd out of 34 eligible quarterbacks in terms of completion percentage versus the blitz. He's completing 45% of his passes versus the blitz, people. You know how bad that is? And I'm not trying to poo-poo on JD5. That's not at all what this is. It's about getting you all to understand that despite last year being tremendous, he's nowhere near a finished product. And that's what's so scary about him. Last year was great, and he's not even anywhere close to being a finished product. When he's right, when it's all clicking, if he can string together consecutive seasons of it, we're going to be talking about him as one of the all-time greats. I genuinely feel that way. But there are some hurdles that must be cleared to get to that point. And one of those hurdles is finishing this season healthy and playing well. 301-230-0980 is the number. What has to happen next year in order for you to feel comfortable negotiating a record-setting extension with Jaden Daniels at the end of next year? What do you need to see from him during the year to have that happen at the end of next year? And then right now, if you were asked to sign him to a record-setting extension, would you do it? 301-230-0980. AP is in Laurel, wants to chime in. What's up, AP?
What up now?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Man, look, I feel like you stirring up the bees now.
Oh,
I feel like you trolling.
You trolling now.
This is vintage Lenell Willingham.
That has to be clipped off, but this is vintage Lenell. I love it. I do love that.
Yo, you trolling, bro.
My hands are up. I'm doing the Kevin James, I'm just a cool guy bit.
Hey.
Come on, man.
You're doing the Rooster right now.
Baby Russell.
You trolling.
Wow. That's something.
Nah, but on a serious note, and you've been along for the ride of pain as far as not having a quarterback.
I'm licking my wounds right now.
Do we really want to play this game with Jaden Daniels? We done already played it with Scary Terry. I mean, and I get it. Like, the best ability is availability, and unfortunately, Jaden hasn't been available. However, he's also not had his full complement of weapons. And then his offensive coordinator is doing him no favors. So I feel like before we can even truly say this is the best product of Jaden Daniels that he has to offer, and we can evaluate just that, we have to make sure we have the pieces around him to properly evaluate him, and we just haven't had that this year. Not to mention a defense that's not playing complementary football. The best thing we've had is our running backs, and when McCaffrey was healthy, our kickoff return. Other than that, the wide receivers, mid. The defensive backs, mid. If not bad. Like, we really have to have a full complement and complementary pieces around on defense, offense, and special teams. Because this is a team sport. Yes, Jaden was Superman last year, but now he needs the Justice League.
I like the way you put that, AP. I appreciate you as always, brother. We're locked and loaded on the line, so we're going to let you go. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with – it's hard because I see both sides of the coin here. And I told you what my answer is. Right now, I wouldn't do it, but I can see why folks would be, you know, inclined to do so. I just am scared to death at the injury concern at this point, and I also don't like what I saw on the field when he was healthy. Point blank, and I get it. Not enough time on task. I'm telling you why he struggled. And some of you all have blamed the coaching staff for some of his struggles. So I got some numbers for you here. You know, I like to get you smarter. The Washington Commanders are using pre-snap motion at the 24th highest rate in the National Football League. Meaning, they're not using pre-snap motion nearly enough. You all complained about Cliff Kingsbury in the unwillingness to go under center. Washington has gone under center at the lowest rate in the National Football League this year. 55 out of 777 offensive plays have come from under center. And if you watch this past week against Minnesota, they were probably under center more than you had seen all season long. So, yes, everybody out there that is continuing to contest it, well, Cliff Kingsbury has to do a better job as a play caller. He does. The thing I love about Cliff, and we're going to hear from him coming up here in this hour, he knows he's got to be better. 301-230-0980 is the number. Our guy, Foo, out in Silver Spring. What's going on, Foo?
Leno, what's going on, my brother?
How are you, man?
I'm good. To answer your question, that which should be done eventually must be done immediately.
Hold on, Foo. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's why you're my man, Foo. Can you say that again for us? I need to write that down. What did you say, Foo?
I got you, man. That which should be done eventually must be done immediately.
Ow!
And that applies. That applies to a lot of things, not just the Jaden extension.
That's why I'm writing it down, Foo. Look, that's why I'm writing it down, brother. You're giving us life advice. Can you repeat it one more time? I swear to God, I need it. That in which – hold on. Go ahead. I'm going to let you do it. Go ahead.
That which should be done eventually must be done immediately.
Go ahead. Please cook. Please continue to cook.
I'm a cook on like AP. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Because the folks that will be like, will be a little hesitant on the other side of this. I'd get rid of AP and DQ before I even think about whether I'm gonna commit or not to Jaden. That's number one.
Wow.
Number two, I gotta see is what I saw last year. That's it. The thing is, other people have set the market. We got a quarterback in our own division. In our own division that reset the market, if I'm not mistaken, when Dak got his extension.
For sure.
Hasn't done what Jaden did in one year. So I know I'm not wishing. It's not wishful thinking. I'm like, okay, I hope he develops and I can project if this goes well and that goes well that he may be able to do. Nah, I done already seen it. It's in there. The growth ain't linear, and I'm willing to go on a limb and say I can guarantee you this will be his worst season of his career. Because we know Jaden, one thing for sure, two things for certain, he is going to work his ass off to make sure all of the mistakes that he's done this year, and granted, injuries or not, coaching or not, he has played bad. I'm the first person to keep it real. He has not let go of the ball. He's hesitant, which has caused him to scramble. All of that stuff will be worked out. All of that stuff he will get better at. And we are not going to go back.
And by the way, real quick, Foo, before we let you go, do you want him to play in the final three games?
Do I want, if he's healthy, yes.
Love it. Appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to Greg. Standing up in Montgomery County. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I would not sign him. I would bench him for the rest of the year, let him get healthy. And then I would have the best trainers try to beef him up a little bit. I mean, right now he's gun-shy. He holds the ball too long, and that gets him in trouble. So why risk it against Dallas and the Eagles? Those are the last teams I would risk it against. So that's my thought. Let him get better. Let him watch. It ain't going to do any good to have him play other than, yeah, a few reps, but you're also risking a lot more than you're going to gain.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, Greg, but I appreciate the call. See, that's the fascinating piece of this. To act as if the reps aren't valuable, like I think that's a little bit of fool's gold, and that's maybe you all not having the depth of knowledge that I do about the way a NFL practice works. Because I've had callers, Vic calling to say, well, him and Terry McLaurin could just get reps after practice, go down to the local high school. It's not like playing in a game. What did Allen Iverson say? We're talking about practice. Not a game, but practice. I'm telling you. I'm trying to think of a comparison. It's like, wow, Chris Russell will love this one. Practice is like a diet soda. The game is like a regular soda. If you're someone out there that drinks pop, soda, whatever you want to call it, the difference in taste between a diet soda and a regular soda is night and day.
What about in basketball when you're trying to practice your free throw shooting? You can hit a whole bunch of free throws in practice,
bingo.
But when you're down to the last few seconds in crunch time, those free throws are not
going,
the same.
Ah!
Screaming. The pressure, the sweat, you're already fatigued.
Exactly.
Come on now, that's different free throws.
Not even comparable. 301-230-0980. Would you sign Jaden Daniels to a long-term extension right now? Your call's on that next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, as he addressed the D.C. media earlier this afternoon. And if you're just now joining the show, I actually gave him some flowers and some credit for the way that he began his presser today and just everything he said throughout it, man. Accountability for what happened this past weekend in Minnesota, man. It's the number one thing you heard from Cliff Kingsbury. And I think despite the mixed bag results that we've gotten this year, I can 110% live with a guy that is open, honest, and transparent, and more importantly, wants to get better at the job. 301-230-0980 is the number. What do you have to see from Jaden Daniels in 2026 to make you feel comfortable negotiating a long-term record-breaking extension with him at the end of next season when he is eligible for his first contract extension? And then, if you had to give him that type of extension right now, here on December the 11th of 2025, would you do it? Let's go to Frank out in the Eastern Shore. What's up, Frank?
Absolutely, I would do it. I'd sign him for 20 years if I could. you know, we've been sitting here. We haven't had a quarterback here since maybe, Brad Johnson, that played anywhere near this kid's level. And, I mean, put some pieces around him. The reason you see that he's having struggle, and you can see him going through second, third progressions, there's no separation out there. You can see him looking. I mean, he's looking around doing what I think he should be doing. Give him a daggone running game. Put him up under the center if you want to work on some stuff. The rest of the year, I think I'd run it like a preseason. I'd want to run him out there.
Hey, Frank, Frank, you hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head. Treat it like preseason. I think Kevin Sheehan, I may have heard Kevin say that earlier this week as well. Frank, you hit it right on the head. Because I agree with you, and I just gave you the numbers if you were tuned in, Frank. They're going under center at the lowest rate in the NFL. It's not conducive to success, especially with the type of quarterback that you have. I would use the final 4 weeks, and maybe this started on Sunday, Frank, if you watched. They ran more under center snaps Sunday than they had all year. Maybe this is what they're doing for the final 4 weeks. Install and get real on-the-job training with a new wrinkle to their offense that they better have in more often next year, talking about being under center.
Hey, and then get him out of there before everybody gets tired and he gets rolled up somewhere, you know?
I totally agree with you, Frank. Appreciate the call, man. 301-230-0980. That is an interesting part of this conversation, right? Do you want to see tweaks to the offensive scheme? Do you even want Cliff Kingsbury back here next year? Because I know there is a contingent of this fan base that doesn't want him back next year. I would not go that far. I would 110% be down to bring Cliff Kingsbury back next year under the assumption, right, that there are some changes to the offense. And the number one change I want to see is, one, I do not want them to run no huddle as much as they do. I think they're running too many plays in a game, and that's a concern that I know folks around the National Football League have had. But I also think – let me actually walk that back, because I don't necessarily have a problem with them going no huddle. I just want them to use the tempo pre-snap to their advantage. I would like them to chew more clock. Last year they were amongst – and I'll give you the exact number here. Last year, they were amongst the best in the National Football League when it came to time of possession, week in and week out. And I'll give you the exact number here in a second. This year, it quite honestly is an area where they've really struggled. Last year, the Washington Commanders, in terms of average time of possession per game, ranked 7th in the National Football League. This year, in terms of average time of possession, the Washington Commanders are 26th in the National Football League. Now, a large part of that has to do with the defense taking a major step back, but also the offense isn't possessing the football as much as they should. Is that for reasons like penalties, for reasons like poor execution, which we've seen from the quarterback, which we've seen from the skill guys at times? There's so many things in this cocktail as to why the offense is taking a step back. And I think the biggest reason, as I will continue to go back to, is a lack of time on task. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Jay in Omaha. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I agree with you. Like, as far as the time on task, that part of the conversation. I do agree with that. I do think we should pay him. Like, if we had to pay him today, we are paying him. You know, I don't think that we're not. So to answer that, yes, I think we're paying him next year. I would just like to see him get back to kind of like what you were saying. He was picking teams apart. You know, he was seeing things. Things were clear. We were winning our one-on-one battles at some point in the plays last year as well, too. So a lot of things go into it. I think Jaden, one, he shouldn't have played last weekend. If he couldn't hit the ground and come back into the game and be comfortable with
that, I'll be honest with you, Jay. I'm be honest with you, Jay, because this has been a hot-button topic here for me, and I've actually been able to – you know, have some conversations with some folks on the inside, if you pick up what I'm putting down. My number one issue with last week and how they handled it, one, he should have come back in the football game. Two, I think beforehand they did not give him enough protective padding. I do not think the padding that he wore was suffice, because that same fall could have happened on a drop back.
In the pocket? Yeah.
It could have happened at any point. If that was – I think the solution to that was getting him more protective padding. I was asking the question of, well, why are we not seeing him this week? I was told I think the symptoms were worsened after the adrenaline wore off.
Yeah.
From him landing on it.
Of course.
But they're using an abundance of caution this week to give him another full week in order to be ready for the final 3 weeks. That's how it will go down. All right. And remember,
can
I said
that. Can I ask you this before you let me go?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you this? As far as Kingsbury, because I think sometimes I am a little bit too hard on him, but
I'm glad you're segueing this perfectly.
Like, sometimes I am a little bit hard on him because I do see him on the sidelines wanting to go fast. He's getting the play in. He's like, let's go. You know what I mean? So, like, I get that part of it. But on the same flip side, I feel like the adults on the staff, Anthony Lynn, like, he used to run Melvin Gordon 20 times a game. Like, we have to marry.
Got
to
get more committed to running the football. I think that's the piece he's getting to. We're going to talk about Cliff Kingsbury and put him under the microscope as we ease our way into the 6 o'clock hour. My absolute favorite. Can we call you the first lady of the show, Miss Michelle, in Section 124? How are you, my friend?
Hi. Still in Section 124 and going to games. Well, I, as you know, I'm a big fan of JD5.
Yes.
And I do not believe, looking around the NFL, that we're going to find a better quarterback than JD5. So I would be in the camp that would pay him. Because, again, some of these injuries, and I look at it from a medical perspective, he bounced back. Why aren't they talking about the Joe Burrows of the world who are out the whole season with their injuries?
It's very true.
These were relative.
And this is also, and also, Michelle, back. Also, Michelle, this is the first time he's re-aggravated something.
Correct. And when you don't have any receivers, I watched the Chargers game. Mm-hmm. I was there. He did really, looked really good until Terry went down. And then you saw him looking around trying to find somebody to throw to. And I think a lot of that caused some of the injuries, as well as all the low completion rate. It's because, again, I want to see them have enough receivers that he doesn't have to dodge, dart, and everything else.
Yeah.
To try to find somebody. Robbie Chosen was not it.
Michelle, I will say this, though, and I totally get it, but it is Jaden Daniels' job, no matter who is out there at wide receiver, to let go of the football. And that's the biggest issue I think he's had this year. It's just not playing on time. You're saying, and a lot of others are saying this as well, the reason he's not playing on time is the lack of trust in the guys he has on the perimeter. And I think there's some merit to that. I appreciate your call, as always. 301-230-0980. I want to read a couple tweets here as well. My main man, I got Travis Wickfall tweets at the show and says, I want to give a shout-out to two of your callers, Gary for calling out Cliff for making excuses because your scheme should work no matter who plays. And then AKA like Shanahan's and AP's JD5, AKA Superman needing the Justice League around him to make things easier. That was AP who chimed in and said that. I think you're hitting it right on the head. I think AP was spot on. I think Gary was spot on. This is a fascinating conversation because it's going to be the reality for the remainder of this young man's career, that balance of using his superpower and then also protecting him. I think this coaching staff definitely has some responsibility in both of those things. I want to talk about Cliff Kingsbury as well as we continue to move this conversation forward. Should he return next year as the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders? You can chime in on that as well at 301-230-0980. Your call's next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Keep it locked and loaded on the Team 980 all evening long. We got Hokies basketball coming up following your boy right here. Then we get a little Thursday night football action going on. Week number 15 in the National Football League kicks off tonight in Tampa with the Bucks in action, playing host to their NFC South rivals, the Atlanta Falcons. That division race is honestly fascinating because the casual NFL fan probably has no clue. The Carolina Panthers currently tied for first place atop the NFC South. So it's going to be a very interesting finish down the stretch. We'll wrap up the show with a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the National Football League, as we get you geared up for week number 15. We'll let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, as we ease our way into the 6 o'clock hour. You can chime in on whether or not you want him to return as the offensive coordinator as well here on the phones at 301-230-0980. What has to happen, though, for you to feel comfortable next year signing Jayden Daniels to an extension at season's end? What does he have to show you over 17 weeks next year? How many games does he have to play in order for you to go to that negotiating table with him when he is eligible for the first time to sign a long-term extension? For me, as you're just joining the show, it's got to be 13 or more starts that look similar to what we saw in 2024. That is the baseline for me to go to the negotiating table with him, because let's be very frank about this. He is going to get, if he plays that way, a market resetting deal. We're talking 5 years, $70, $75 million annually. What do you have to see next year for that to be the case? And then if you had to make that type of financial commitment right now, would you be willing to do it? Let's go to Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason?
Linnell, how you doing, man? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Good, man. I'm good.
Well.
Yes, indeed.
So I love the question, and this will be a great question like all off season. I'd sign him right now. And you know, the second part of that is like, why? If you watch his 55 college game tapes and the 23 or 24 or so pro game tapes, I don't believe he is what we're seeing this year. And I do think some of the blame of what we're seeing this year, I think, is on the organization. And the reason I say that is I think he's been nicked up this year, but really until the elbow, I don't really think he's been injured. Remember, Linnell, he wanted to play after the knee and he wanted to play after the hamstring. And I don't know that I've seen a person with an injury on both legs that didn't lose any speed, because he hadn't lost any speed. You know, and he said he could play, but no, we put a knee brace. We made him sit a couple of weeks. Pulled a hamstring on the opposite leg. Yeah, they sat him. You know, he said he could play. He's still fast. I don't believe he should have sat on those. I think we got RG3 on the brain, and they're worried about ruining him. The elbow is a significant injury, but luckily no surgery. It's not going to hurt his development or anything. I think this guy just needs to play. But this has been a bad year because of injuries, because of scheduling stuff. I wish Cliff would adjust his offense a little bit, but I'd like to bring Cliff back, but I'd sign him. And I think if they didn't sign him, I think it's a huge error in judgment. This guy has everything you want, the arm, the mindset, the competitiveness. He's athletic. He's disciplined. He doesn't mind to work hard. He seems to get along with everybody. He's not, you know, fondling massage therapists or anything. Why would we not re-sign him? You know, and you're going to say, well, the injuries. And I think he's been nicked up. And has he really been injured? I think he's injured now. But I don't think he's really been injured this year. I think he's been nicked up. They're all nicked up, man.
It's a very interesting take, Jason. I appreciate the call. I mean, it's tough because I think there is a responsibility that the organization does have, as Jason's alluding to protect him via play calling, via decision-making, and decision-making meaning like this week. I think they're being extremely precautionary with sitting him out this weekend. If to rule him out on a Wednesday and not give him the entire week to improve and heal and then reevaluate him on Sunday, I think tells you that. But he will get rechecked on Monday. And I do think there's a strong chance he plays next weekend and the remaining three games if he's healthy. And that's based on conversations that I've had with my sources, folks that are very close to what's going on in that building. Winkety wink. Rob is in D.C. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Neil?
What's going on, man?
I think it was Frank had a great call. You know what I'm saying? We talk about certain points. I think talking about the organizational structure, we get to the point where, yes, I will. And get to your question.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I will sign Jaden Daniels back today if I could. what I need to see next year.
Would you do it at that number I was talking about? Would you make that type of commitment?
At 70, okay. At 75, whatever.
Yeah.
Just because we've lived in a quarterback purgatory for 20 plus years, mm-hmm. and it's not just wake up and you get Jaden Daniels put in your lap. This is not going to happen. But the thing about it is what I need to see from him has nothing to do really about Jaden, but it's the organization. They need to play in the preseason.
Yes.
Everyone.
Everybody.
Everybody, because what happens is we start off four games back because we're playing four preseason games and four regular season games.
Yep.
And you get these soft tissue injuries. You get these tweaks. You get these little nagging injuries when you don't play in the preseason. Patrick Mahomes plays every preseason game. There should be no quarterback in the NFL who doesn't take preseason snaps. That's just plain and simple. And it works. Also,
I agree.
And you got to sign. And to go back to that, you have to sign them. And you need to sign Tunsil. You need to sign your guys. You need to go into.
And I ain't going to lie, Rob. That's what I'm on right now. I saw the ticker on my phone today. Travis Jones just signed an extension in Baltimore today. A D tackle that I was begging to hit the market.
Yeah. Would you let your guys hit the market? Why would you want to go negotiate when you got your guys in the house? Get it done so you can play football.
Exactly.
I'm tired of all the nonsense. Let's play football. That's what happened last year. We played football last year. This year we didn't. We went into the season doing all this other nonsense. And that's the same thing with them scouts we talked about. So I'm just like, talking about that.
I'm telling you. Look.
We got to sign this guy. You got to bring him back.
I feel you, man. Rob, I appreciate you as always, good brother. Appreciate you, man. 301-230-0980. I'm glad Rob brought that up. I will be signing Laremy Tunsil today. And I'm not sure if they've opened up negotiations with Tunsil. I'm not sure whether or not he's rejected a contract offer at this point. But I said it a week and a half ago, I guess during the bye week. My number one in-house priority is re-signing Marcus Mariota and Laremy Tunsil. Tunsil needs a long-term extension. Mariota's got to be back here as your backup. I don't know if you can get any better than him right now when it comes to that spot. A guy, Reg, is out in Baltimore. What's up, Reg?
Hey, Linnell, my man. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, let's rewind. Just last year, man, we were one game away from the Super Bowl, Linnell. One game. And all of that was because of pretty much Jaden Daniels. Let's just keep in mind also, Linnell, and it's something I'm not hearing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We did lose Alamide Zaccheaus. We lost De'Ami Brown. And the other guy who I thought was very important in that offense was Austin Eckler coming out of the backfield. Check downs, throw to. I thought he was really key last year. And Zach Ertz, of course, too. We don't have none of those guys this year. But moving forward, though, I think Adam Peters got to be definitely more aggressive in the draft. Free agency, man, we got to spend some money and get some talent around him. Get some talent around him on offense, man. Give him a chance. And would I sign him? Absolutely. Absolutely, because he's talented, just like the last caller said. The guy's very talented. He's smart. He's disciplined. He can run. He's got the package. We just got to get the pieces around him, Lanell.
Perfect.
We got to get the players around him.
Excellent call. I appreciate you as always. Wrap it up with Travis and Bowie wanting to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, Lanell. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
So, to answer your question, yes. And I'm going to make a couple points, and I'm not going to Bob Ross it and draw it out. You have to pay them. You have to do it early because, as we typically see, you pay people early before other guys get paid and their price go up. So you pay them. Same thing with Tunsil and everybody, because then once people get paid, they're already locked in, and that gives you a window to utilize cap space to fill your roster and go for a Super Bowl. Now, with the Cliff Kingsbury, bringing him back, I'm a little torn, honestly, because what I saw that first drive against the Vikings, you utilize your run game, you get to the one-yard line and throw the ball three times, you punch it in. Chris Rodriguez was running well. He was averaging over 5 yards a carry. Why do you not run that ball in? And then on the defense, Dan Quinn, you run pretty much 100% zone coverage against a guy who was injured his rookie year. So this is really like his rookie season kind of coming into games. Why aren't you mixing up some man blitz and different things? So these next few games, like they said, preseason, do some different things. See what you got. See what you got on the roster. Who you want to get.
Hey, look, because in my opinion, the preseason can start like you just said right now. Final three games.
Right.
Point blank.
Yep.
Let's get after it. Appreciate your call as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's get into the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, shall we? Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media earlier this afternoon and had to answer some difficult questions after getting shut out for the first time this season in his tenure. We'll let you hear from Cliff next. 301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Lanell Willingham taking you up to 6:30. Hokies Hoops going to follow us right here as we keep you live and local. And then we'll bring you our coverage of Thursday Night Football, Week 15 in the National Football League gets kicked off with Falcons and Bucks. We'll make our game picks tomorrow with the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll join us. And before we get out of here, me and the committee, I told you all, we're not missing a week. Me and the committee, up late last night, man, up into the wee hours of the morning, putting together the most highly anticipated power ranking segment and all of Sports Talk Radio, another installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL as we get geared up for week number 15. So make sure you keep it locked and you stick around for that. I want you all to begin to line up on the phones once more. We've been awesome all show long here on the lines. Let's keep it rolling at 301-230-0980. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury to return next year as the offensive coordinator of your Washington Commanders? Because I know there's a lot of displeasure with the way that this year has gone down for Washington as an offense. And I'll be honest with you, Cliff has some work to do, is what I would say. First and foremost, yes, I am bringing back Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders next year, under the caveat, though, that he is able to adjust and make this offense more quarterback friendly, more Jaden Daniels friendly. For just now joining the program, I gave you these numbers earlier. Washington right now is in a spot where offensively they've had to deal with a bunch of different attrition, and it's led to them struggling at times. My thing is this. And my issue with Cliff Kingsbury, I would like to bring him back. I also, we're in a situation right now offensively where I think my biggest gripe with Kingsbury is the simple fact that he has not done a good enough job adjusting to the attrition he's dealt with at quarterback and at wide receiver. That's really what it is. And my thing is this, right? You take the starting quarterback and starting wide receiver off of any top team, any offense in the National Football League, Kansas City, Baltimore, right? Buffalo, Pittsburgh, New England. You take the Rams, the Lions, you Dallas. You take the top signal caller and top wideout off of their team, you're going to have varying levels of success. Point blank. You can give me that next man up mentality crap all you want. There is no next man up when you're talking about the game's most important position. Damn the game's most important position. Argue with somebody you love, not me. Quarterback is the most important position in all of pro sports. So for that reason, word to Beyonce, they're irreplaceable. Oh, oh, oh. Point blank. You add that in combination with the receivers being in and out. I actually think, and people aren't going to agree with this, I would give Cliff a B-minus, B-plus, or B-minus to a B for the job he's done this year. So, yes, I do want him back. I just gave you all the reasons why this offense should struggle. Yet, you know, they've been mostly middle of the pack in most statistical categories. Washington, 24th in terms of passing yards per game. Washington, 17th in terms of passing yards per play. In terms of EPA per pass play, Washington actually right around middle of the pack at 17th. So it's not all bad. And then the rushing offense this year, despite the quarterback situation being what it is, despite the receiver position being what it is, Washington's fourth in the NFL in terms of rushing yards per game. They're seventh in the NFL in terms of rushing yards per play. They're 10th in the NFL in terms of EPA per rush. In terms of explosive runs, runs of 10 or more yards, they're 7th. In terms of stuffed run percentage, right? Washington near the top of the NFL in terms of fewest runs that get stuffed and have no success. This offensive line is playing their ass off. In terms of yards before contact per attempt, Washington ranked 12th on the ground. So their run game has been legit despite them dealing with a stacked box. Despite all of that, they found a way. They found a way to get it done. So I know people want to get on Cliff Kingsbury, right? I totally get it. Last weekend was totally unacceptable. But all things considered with this offense, I think Washington's done a pretty good job. All things considered. 301-230-0980. Would you want Cliff Kingsbury back as the offensive coordinator next year, your Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980. Right now, for me, that answer is a resounding yes. Honestly, that answer for me is a resounding yes. Vic, I want to tag you in on this because I think this is fascinating here in terms of recency bias. Would you want him back next year as the OC?
I would say last year, yes. This year, no.
Wow. So you would have no ill will, no hard feelings if they pulled the plug on old Cliffy at season's end.
No hard feelings. Right now, it's the Bears game has got me hung up. You know, just, and that's kind of what spiraled this entire losing streak was that third, I believe it was third and one, 3 minutes left to go against the Bears. You're like on the plus side of the field. First down there doesn't end it, but it pretty much could end it.
Pretty much ends it.
And the field was just terrible. The weather was terrible. And you're going shotgun. And Jaden just never really had a chance. Actually, who was the running back? Was it Bill?
Bill.
Never had
it
a chance.
Bill.
Bill never really had a chance. But he would have a chance if you go under center there. I mean, there's just no point of going shotgun there. And that play right there sticks. It's stuck in my brain. Just sometimes you just got to know the situation. And that was not the situation for it. And then, of course, the cherry on top is the three throws on the goal line. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Especially when you're running. You're running it so
running it well at that.
Right. Like, so, and then you try to be cute by trying to go to Coleman that he was trying to throw to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, It worked against Cincinnati, and we all loved it last year on Monday Night Football. Everyone saw it, and everyone thought it was the greatest thing ever.
So can you really fault him for it?
But when you're doing it, when you're only got three wins,
yeah,
you're trying,
it's different.
You're trying that, and again, you're trying to be too cute when things were working. Why you try to be cute when things are working?
Yeah.
That drive was working until you tried to be cute.
It's almost, man, you're cooking. Because I think that does have something to do with the fact that you have three wins, the fact there's a lack of execution this year offensively, and you're running a play that folks are going to describe as cute.
No one wants to see that play. We're not the Chiefs. We're not 12-3, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Where you know what, you could do anything you want, because even if it doesn't work, oh well, you're 12-3. It doesn't really matter. It's 3-9.
Everything's under the microscope.
Everything's we need a win. The city needs a win.
And the damning part about that was Chris Rodriguez was the reason you got down there. A 17-yard run put you inside of the 10-yard line. Yeah.
So what are you doing? And in a way,
not get another touch.
In a way, that drive essentially killed the game. It felt like that was, if this game is 7-7, who knows how the rest of the game plays out. That was an absolute momentum killer when that happened.
301-230-0980 is the number. Knowing what you know about Cliff Kingsbury, do you want him to return next year as the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders? We'll take your calls on that next. Plus, let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury, who had to answer for the very decision-making that we were just talking about. That's next. Taking your calls on this at 301-230-0980. About a half hour left to go before we hand things over to our coverage of Hokies basketball right here on the Team 980. Keep it live and local here on the Team 980 all night long. We'll bring you Thursday night football as well. Bucks and Falcons from Tampa. And the return of Mike Evans, who has to average 215 yards per game the rest of the way to have 1,000 yards receiving. Just numbers I give you. There's numbers. 301-230-0980 is the number. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury to return next year as the offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980. Because right now it feels like, based off of social media, based off of what I hear from you all on the phones, we know Sunday was bad. And that has left a sour taste in a lot of y'all's mouth. And the question is, was it so bad that you don't want him back anymore? Because this year has been, it's been tough for this Washington Commanders offense, right? It has not been fun. Injuries have hampered them, and it's been really tough sledding. 24th in the NFL in terms of scoring offense, right? 18th in terms of yards per game. In terms of yards per play, you're 12th. In terms of total touchdowns, you're 21st. In terms of EPA per play on offense, you're 14th. So, like, you've been middle of the pack despite your quarterback and starting wide receiver being in and out of the lineup. I challenged the Buffalo Bills to have Josh Allen miss 7 starts and see what their record would be. I challenged the LA Rams to have Matthew Stafford miss 7 starts. We'll see what their record would be. The Packers without Jordan Love. The Chiefs without Pat Mahomes. Now, I get it, right? There has to be some adjusting in terms of Cliff's offensive style. Right now, the Commanders are under center at the lowest rate, in the National Football League. 55 out of 777 snaps have come from under center, by far the lowest in the National Football League. In terms of pre-snap motion, they're 24th in the National Football League. 144 out of 777 total plays. Got to get better. But I do want to give Cliff Kingsbury credit. His game plan versus Denver, masterful and executed to a T. But he's got to get better. I want to let you all hear from Cliff because I thought he was pretty transparent. It's cut number 9, Vic. Here is Cliff Kingsbury on the performance against Minnesota.
Yeah, I think if you're a competitor, you know, you should be more motivated than ever after a game like that. You know, scoring 0 points shouldn't happen in the NFL. And for us to go out there and do that, I think all of us are chomping at the bit to get back out there and show that that's not who we are. It's just, you know, was a bad game. And I think that is the sentiment of the offense. And so I'm excited to see how we attack the rest of the week and attack Sunday.
I think Cliff Kingsbury is hitting it right on the head. One, to take the accountability and say what he said, that the performance was totally unacceptable. I agree with him. But he owned it.
right? We don't oftentimes hear coaches own it enough in this league, and especially in this town. I think his transparency there, I give him all the credit in the world for that, because it's not easy. It's just not. And look, he's got some pretty legitimate baked-in excuses as for why the offense has regressed this year. But the big thing that a lot of folks are critical of right now is the game plan on Sunday against the number one blitz team in the NFL. Washington looked totally ill-prepared for what they were seeing offensively. Jaden Daniels, 9 of 20 for 78 yards and a pick in his action on Sunday. Did not look ready to go. Washington, in that game, had a 12-play drive that ate up 6 minutes and 44 seconds of clock before the pick. They also had a 15-play drive that ate up 8 minutes and 21 seconds of clock to start the game offensively. And there's this sequence right here that everyone's upset with. Washington had a 15-yard run by Chris Rodriguez on 1st and 10. He took him all the way down to the Minnesota 4-yard line. He got the ball on the very next play, 1st and goal for the Minnesota 4. He went for 2 yards and then 3 straight incompletions to ultimately turn the football over on downs. Cliff Kingsbury spoke about the decision-making in that portion of the field and in that first drive of the game. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it always does. You know, there's 30 plays in that game. I wish I'd call something differently, and I wish one of those plays would have worked, but they didn't, unfortunately. So that's, I think, the nature of a play caller. But, you know, there weren't a lot of great play calls in that game, and that's, like I said, that's all me, and I got to get better.
Accountability, people. It's on me, and I got to get better. Not making any excuses. Not ducking and hiding, not tap dancing around the answer. He took accountability. I love that from Cliff Kingsbury. I wish we'd hear it more from the head coach, if I'm being totally honest here. This year has sucked. You have been historically bad, losing 8 in a row, 5 of them by 21 or more points, yet I don't hear that type of accountability from the head man in D.C. I don't. Cliff Kingsbury, like I said, has every baked-in excuse in the book, and he refuses to use it. Do you want him back next year as the offensive coordinator? Andre is in Gainesville. What's going on, Andre?
Linnell, it's been a while, man.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Nothing much. Listen, man, what's funny is I'm all the way out on Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, right? Okay. I hear you.
I'm a 20-year season ticket holder, right? And what's funny is you playing the clips, he's making his argument for me. It's his approach to the run game. And I know we're tops in the league in run, but if you take the quarterback runs out of there, we're near the bottom of the league. But that stat that you gave about how infrequently we are under center drives me nuts. It wasn't just this past Sunday. Oftentimes, on 3rd and inches, we're in shotgun. 4th and 1, we're in shotgun. His dismissive approach to the run game, even in that last clip you played, he said, I wish I would have called some different plays. Yeah, smash the mouth in from the 1-yard line. Like football, it's not that complicated. Every now and then you got to put your chin strap on and knock the other team off the ball. And I don't think that kind of philosophy is going to change, right?
But here's the thing. Hold on, Andre. My point is this, because I totally agree with you. It starts with the head coach. This philosophy,
I agree,
is not being permeated throughout the entire organization. I don't know if you got the chance to watch Sunday Night Football last week, but the way that Houston and Kansas City were flying around defensively, we don't play like that. I'm tired of hearing anywhere, anytime. I'm tired of hearing a dog-ass competitor. I'm tired of hearing we preach competition. We watch this defense suck. We watched it suck.
I know.
For 13 weeks, not a starter was benched. There's no accountability. You got me fired up now. It's no accountability, and it starts at the top. Good God Almighty.
I agree with you, Linnell. And here's my problem. I actually like Dan Quinn as a dude.
I do too.
I think his problem, and like I'm actually rooting for Dan Quinn. If you told me I had to pick one, because like. I just like Dan Quinn as a dude, but it's not working. And his problem may be that he's just too nice. Because I do remember
when the Steelers were on Hard Knocks, yeah. Mike Tomlin was mic'd up. They got to the same situation. They were first and goal. He went over to his offensive coordinator and said, "Run this ball in here." He was like, "Dial up run plays." He said, "I want to set the tone." That's all I want my head coach to do. I don't need you to call plays, but I need you to impose your will even on your coordinators.
Thank you.
But Mike Tomlin was convinced. They did. I watched them run 3 run plays, right? Because he wanted to show the other team that this is what you're going to get every night. And I don't think I wished Quinn would force that on Cliff. But I don't think Cliff has any part of that. If this was flag football, I think Cliff would be the greatest coach in the league. Because he can draw up a play that doesn't require contact and all this kind of stuff. But, like, dude, every now and then, I just want to knock the other team off the ball.
That's what it's about sometimes, man. It's a fight in a phone booth between these linemen, man. I keep telling – it takes – and I mean this in the most respectful way possible. It takes a sick, twisted, sedicted individual to go play football at a high level on defense and on the offensive line and defensive line. You have to have several loose screws. To sit there and be in a hand-to-hand combat fight for 60 minutes in a phone booth, the way that offensive linemen and defensive linemen do it, you got to be you can't be all right upstairs. I'll be real with you. And the best ones will tell you that. These dudes are lunatics. We don't got enough lunatics. That's my problem. I appreciate you as always, Dre. 301-230-0980. RC. Out in Fort Washington, wants to chime in. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lynn, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. First time me calling in.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to figure out, man, why don't they run the same or some of the plays they ran last year when it got them to the NFC playoffs? I mean, the thing is, you know, all these dumb plays they be running, it don't make sense. Another thing is, If Ertz had caught that ball before they played Minnesota, the game would have been over because they wouldn't have to go into overtime because they would kick the field goal and they would win the game. So why can't they go back to some of the plays they ran last year that got them to the NFC playoff? I don't understand that. And another thing, like you said, they're not aggressive enough. They don't blitz enough. Blitz. I mean, they knew, Minnesota knew, if they blitz Jaden Daniels, that wouldn't give them a chance to really set up. Why can't we do the same thing?
I appreciate the call. The one thing that I keep going back to anybody that's overly critical of Cliff Kingsbury, and I get it, right? There is a philosophical issue, right? His mentality is wrong, right? And I agree with you all on that. They need to run the football more. Even against Denver, we're running the hell out of the ball on a drive. And then all of a sudden, Bill Merritt's at quarterback. Like, what are we, this desire to outsmart ourselves, this desire to get cute, frustrates the hell out of me with Cliff. But the one thing, I think that mentality can change. And that's got to start with Dan Quinn saying, "Hey, Slim, it's a time and place for everything." Everything? Everything. It is. Time and place for it all. That wasn't the time to throw the football last week. And I think Cliff's got to know that. He's also learning and growing and developing as an OC. Like, I don't want you all to, like, last year, don't take away what he did last year, man. He did a hell of a job, man. He did. And my thing is this when it comes to Cliff. This offense, he's kept us afloat. We've been respectable offensively every week, despite dealing with attrition at quarterback and at wide receiver. I reiterate what I've said for the large part of this segment. You take Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb away from the Cowboys, what is their offense? You take Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown from Detroit, what's their offense? You take Josh Allen away from the Bills' offense, what are they? Right? You take Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua away from L.A. for half of the year, what is their offense? You see what I'm saying here? Him having to coach minus Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin is a real thing that he deserves credit for. Because for the most part, he's handled himself like a straight gangster. My problem is his inability to adjust with those two dudes out. They should have leaned into the under-center approach into running the football more. And in this final 4 weeks, I want to see them add that element to this offense because I think they need it. and it may allow us to get the most out of Ben Sinnott. Fullback, hello, but guess what? Every single time they went under center last week and they lined up with a fullback, it was Colson Yankoff, not Ben Sinnott. 301-230-0980. Alex is in Alexandria. What's up, Alex?
Linnell.
What's going on, man?
First you started with the question whether Kingsbury should stay or not, and now you all over him criticizing him, so I don't understand your question at first, and now you're making
the question is very simple. Hold on now. What you're not going to do is act like I made like this topic isn't elementary. I asked a simple question. Do you want him back as the OC next year or not?
I don't want him. Oh. I don't want any of them. Honestly, I don't, because for the simple things that he's a quarterback killer, man. You know, Arizona's still paying his salary from 4 years ago, whatever he was coaching over there. And I one of your the guy, I guess, in the studio with you, alluded that that game against Chicago, man, it started a whole ball rolling, man. Everything started going down from there, man. And Sunday, at the 1 yard line, after Rodriguez got you there, was averaging 7+ yards a carry. From the 1 yard line.
So does last year not matter to you, Alex? Does last year not matter to you?
Last year was last year, man. Let's just focus.
If it was up to Alex, we would have a new coaching staff every time something goes wrong. Athan is in Annapolis to wrap us up. What's up, Athan?
All right, here's the thing.
Can I just say something, by the way? You have a signature lead-in to your call that no one else does. That's because you're just a natural entertainer. Here's the thing, is what every call of yours starts with. Because here is the damn thing. What is the damn thing, Athan?
Well, the damn thing is, first of all, I'm Greek, so I lead by example. So, you know, like the Spartan power. But here's the thing. Dan Quinn's the head coach. So as the head coach, you have to empower the people that work for you to do their jobs. You have to let Cliff do his job. But Cliff's got to be willing to do his job with the vision that Dan Quinn has for the team. If all you can do is run the ball because you haven't had Terry or, you know, all these things we've had to deal with, then that's what you do. You don't run it down someone's throat. Like, we don't run behind Linnell three times and then stop and get cute or whatever. So I want Cliff back if he can work within Quinn's scheme or what he wants for the team. But if he's not going to listen, he's going to get cute because he's getting the quarterback killed right now with not sticking with the run. So if he's got to do his own thing, then he needs to go somewhere else. If he can work within the system, then I want him back.
Mm. Well put. Real quick, because you didn't answer our earlier question. Mm-hmm. Would you sign Jaden Daniels right now to a record-breaking extension if a gun was put to your head?
No. Mm. Not because of him, but because I have to see what kind of team they put around him. They don't have any type of team to put around him that would warrant him getting the results that would net that contract. That's why it's not his fault yet. And Mama Dukes, though, she's going to come out boxing next year looking for that extension. So look out.
For sure. Appreciate you as always. Let's wrap up the show this way. Me and the committee last night, burning the midnight oil to bring you the most highly anticipated power rankings segment in all of Sports Talk Radio. It is time for Nell's Super Six Pack. I waved you in here because I wanted you to be a part of excellence. We're wrapping up the show with the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of Sports Talk Radio. Nell's Super Six Pack. Are almost but not good enough teams. I'm talking to Chris Russell now. Are almost but not good enough teams. I just want to see your opinion on the rankings.
It's another day ending in Y.
There we go. Almost but not good enough. The Buffalo Bills, when your rush defense is bottom five in the NFL and you're not going to win your division and you're not going to have a home playoff game, it's hard for me to pick you to go far in the playoffs. I think they're going to be one and done. They're not even good enough to make the Super Six Pack. The Detroit Lions, they're dealing with attrition. Terrion Arnold just had shoulder surgery. We don't know when we'll see him again. Last year, they were able to overcome their defensive injuries to a certain extent. This year, they're hurt on offense. The offensive line's banged up, particularly on the interior. for that reason, they don't make the Super Six Pack. And then the Chicago Bears, almost but not good enough to make it. Gut-wrenching loss last week. I just need to see more consistent play out of the quarterback. Number six in L Super Six Pack, top six teams in the NFL, the New England Patriots. Top 10 pass rush right now in the National Football League. Drake May, a legitimate MVP candidate, and they're figuring out how to get Travion Henderson involved here in the past couple of weeks. They are a team in the AFC that nobody wants to see, so they come in at number six. Number five, the Packers. Toyota-thon Jordan Love. Fewest interceptions in the NFL amongst all starters. Best touchdown interception ratio. Seventh best QBR throughout the league. Oh, and their defense, when clicking, is one of the top five units in the National Football League, spearheaded by Micah Parsons. Number four in Nell's Super Six Pack, top six teams in the NFL. The hottest team right now in football. My preseason Super Bowl pick, by the way, and that is in wax on this very document, the Houston Texans. Signature win last weekend on Sunday Night Football. The way that defense flies around doesn't get much better than that. They come in at number four. Number three, the Denver Broncos, for reasons that I don't really have to explain. When you're playing defense that well, you have to be taken seriously. Bo Nix has been one of the best fourth quarter quarterbacks in the National Football League. They're number three. Number two, the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, their three losses this year are probably the best three losses that any team has had in the National Football League. If Sam Darnold doesn't turn into a pumpkin, they'll be fine. Number one, the LA Rams. Not much explanation needed. Matthew Stafford. Did you like that?
Wonderful. Where's Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers?
Nowhere to be found. They haven't beat a real opponent. That's going to do it, though, for a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. That was Chris Russell, Slick Vic Ferrer taking your calls. We're back with you tomorrow previewing Giants and Commanders. Be well.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.